The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And we're wrapping up a week-long discussion on all things technology. And what might surprise you is that some of this cool new tech stuff is making your kids lay awake at night.
That's true. We just read a study about this that says teenagers who used a tech device for 4 hours or more needed an extra hour to fall asleep at night, and those same teens were more likely to not be getting enough sleep.
The light from the screen is one of the things that experts say can mess up your ability to go to sleep, but for teenagers, it's also the social aspect of technology. We talked to a mom not too long ago who was telling us that she checked her teenager's text history and realized he'd been texting a friend at 2:30 in the morning. Needless to say, that kid lost phone privileges for a while.
Yep, and I bet his mom put that phone on lockdown at night too. It's a good idea to get phones and tablets out of kids' bedrooms so they won't be tempted to send just one more text late at night when they should be sleeping. We have a rule at our house that all phones and tablets get charged up at night in mom and dad's bedroom. The kids would have to sneak past me and their dad in order to get to those phones at night.
Good thinking. Well, that's it for us this week, but we'd love for you to check out our website, nwamotherlode.com. And don't forget to read about the charity event we're hosting this spring called the Northwest Arkansas Mom Prom, the ultimate girls' night out. You can get all the details and your tickets at nwamomprom.com.
Where prom moms click.